News. It's been nearly 60 years since marijuana was made illegal, and some estimates figure the government has spent $1 trillion trying to stamp it out. Yet statistics show its use is actually increasing. ABC's Hugh Downs has highlighted a growing movement to legalize marijuana on previous prospective programs. At times, he's quoted Jack Hara, author of a book about the herb titled The Emperor Wears No Clothes. Well, ABC's Larry Jacobs recently talked with Hara in Los Angeles and also met one of the 8 people in the U.S. who smokes marijuana legally.
That is the purpose of this meeting, ladies and gentlemen, to lay the foundation for a nationwide campaign by you to demand by law such compulsory education. Because it is only through enlightenment that this scourge can be wiped out.
That from the 1936 film Reefer Madness, The Scourge, Marijuana, about 60 years later.
I'm wearing hemp sneakers by Converse, and Adidas is making them too. The pants are 100% hemp. These are all, this is, my shirt is made in Germany. It's 85% hemp.
That's Jack Hara, author of The Emperor Wears No Clothes, a book about the history and value of marijuana, or hemp. Aside from clothing, there's paper, of course.
Hemp makes it a paper that's 7 times more usable. That means you can recycle it 7 times as much. You only need 1/4 land to make as much paper as you make out of trees.
Hara loves to show off his 1941 issue of Popular Mechanics.
I got pictures of Henry Ford right here with Henry Ford and his car made from marijuana in 1941, where Henry Ford is proudly sitting there showing his car made from marijuana to the world. That's Henry Ford. And there's a car. The windows, the body, everything in that car, except the engine itself, which had to be metal, was made from marijuana.
Got any of this? Well, maybe you want to take notes, because Hara's willing to bet big bucks he's right.
He offered $30,000 on the back of The Emperor Wears No Clothes for anybody to prove a word wrong. I spoke to him almost a million kids at colleges and universities and their professors in person in the last 10, 15 years. And not one person, I've had thousands of people tell me they're going to prove me wrong, collect the $30,000, but every single one of them, upon investigation and thorough investigation, come back, and they come on our side.
More on the industrial and agricultural uses of marijuana in a moment. First, let's meet Elvie Musica of the Fort Lauderdale area.
I happen to be one of 8 people in the entire United States who receives federally grown marijuana.
The 56-year-old has glaucoma and tried the traditional method, surgery, medicines.
The side effects were so devastating that I could not at all deal with them.
She then saw a young optometrist who told her to smoke grass.
He told me that if I didn't smoke marijuana, I would go blind. And like most people, I was so blinded by ignorance already that I questioned his sanity. But I did take it because I was terrified to go blind.
Musica was busted, went to court, and the judge ruled for acquittal. Well, eventually the federal government supplied her with marijuana.
I smoked 10 joints a day since I've been on this program. They roll it.
That's the short story. As for the initial arrest after getting the stuff prescribed by the optometrist.
I was arrested for 4 little plants in my patio. By that time, I was really upset anyway, and I was ready to fight this, so I went straight to the public.
To the rescue? The public?
South Florida was so totally supportive of me that I never did without my medicine, which is cannabis marijuana, from the day I was arrested till the day I went in that courtroom. Never. The citizens would not allow me to do that. People I never met before took chances on their freedom to make sure I didn't go blind.
So, how does it work?
I have to go for a checkup every 3 months, and then my doctor writes out a prescription. By then, we have already ordered it, so it's sitting at the pharmacy where I have to go pick it up.
Musica says, for the most part, she does smoke it in public places.
If I go into a bar where there's just adults late at night especially, I will ask the management. You know, I'll say, well, if I have to go out there, it's kind of really obvious, but I do have a prescription. And their reaction varies. Some of them get totally thrilled to have someone that can smoke in their bar because they've been wanting that forever and they can't talk about it, and now they can.
Well, we've been hearing for years about marijuana's medicinal qualities. It's rare for someone to declare that it could save the world, which brings us back to Jack Hara. Remember his $30,000 offer now.
Nobody believed us in the beginning that hemp was paper fiber fuel, let alone our contention, which made our group very famous, that it wasn't just paper fiber fuel, it was greater than all the other sources on Earth combined, and the healthiest of all the other sources, in fact, the only sustainable one there is on Earth.
In fact, Hara says the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and even High Times magazine didn't believe his claims.
You know, they could finally believe it was sails, all ropes, flags, books, Bibles, maps, logs, diapers were made from hemp. They could believe that all paper was made from hemp, but they could never get it through their mind that everything on Earth wasn't only made from it, but it was the number one source for the future. It was greater than all the other cotton and jute and flax and sisal sources on Earth combined. It was softer, stronger, warmer, 26 times longer lasting, and all the rest needed pesticides and herbicides. Marijuana didn't need anything.
And more and more, we're seeing companies making clothing from hemp.
It makes the softest, four times softer than cotton, four times warmer than cotton, four times more water-absorbing than cotton. All our diapers and towels were made from it.
Well, Harry's talking about the days before hemp was banned. Now, you've heard the stories. Colonists used it. In fact, the first marijuana law in the United States required colonists to grow it. George Washington grew it. Europeans built bridges with it.
6 years ago, there was no new hemp in the world. And America had $100,000. Now there's $100 million this year in hemp. And there's hemp building materials, hemp to build your whole house from top to bottom. Hemp cement that weighs 1/6 as much. Instead of using stone and cement, stone and lime, they use hemp herds and lime, weighs 1/6 as much, and they have bridges 1,500 years old in the south of France that were built this way that are still standing.
So why was this plant ever banned? Well, former executive director with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, John Getman, says the congressional record hints at fear. Immigrants used it.
In the late 19th century, early 20th century, America saw lots of immigration and profited greatly from it. However, you had Chinese coming over from Asia, some of them having an opium problem. You had Mexicans coming in from, obviously from Mexico, and they brought marijuana with them. You had blacks coming in from the West Indies and in the Caribbean bringing marijuana with them. And the general prejudice against those ethnic groups carried over to various cultural practices, of which marijuana was a minor one.
Elvie Musica says adults should have free access to the plant, that it's a matter of health.
You have 49 million official disabled Americans, and most of those illnesses are greatly alleviated with the use of marijuana.
And from an industrial point of view, Jack Harris says the U.S. is behind other nations.
The Germans are, the Russians are, the Romanians are, the Yugoslavians are. And Yugoslavia, as soon as that war is over there, is going to be one of the great hemp producers of the world.
We must work untiringly so that our children are obliged to learn the truth. Because it is only through knowledge that we can safely protect them. Failing this, the next tragedy may be that of your daughter, or your son, or yours.
For Perspective, I'm Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
We don't want no Panama. We don't want no Jamaica.